Hey guys, welcome to Vaudeville. I know it's been like over a month. I had so much to do. I did my final. Yay. I am done with my sophomore year of college, so I'm going to be a junior. Ta-da! 2 more years. Two more years. And yeah, I had a graduation. It's been so good. Today I'd like to talk about a topic that's kind of close to me, because I actually recorded a different topic prior, but then I was like, you know what, no. I recorded a topic like last week, but I was like, I won't post it this week. But then I scrapped that episode, and I'm going to maybe do it next 2 weeks or next 3 weeks, and today is a solo episode. So stay tuned and enjoy! This episode is actually inspired from this new series I'm watching called Revenge. You should check it out on Hulu. It's an amazing plot, but that's not about it. It's about what one of the characters said. The character was telling the father, "Oh, father, I don't want to do business." Doesn't sound like that. "Father, I don't want to do business anymore." The father's like, "Okay, what do you want to be?" "Oh, I've been taking some workshop classes in creative writing. I think I want to dabble in poetry." And the father was not pleased at all. The father was like, "Oh yeah, fine." But on the ground, he was doing his stuff to make sure his son does not, you know, pursue such a disastrous degree, you know. And it bothered me because I felt offended. Because I am an English major with a concentration in creative writing, and it made me feel like, oh, my major is trash. And it's not like the first time. A lot of people make me feel like my major is trash, you know. It makes me sometimes want to lie about my major. At one point in my life, I was lying about my major. Even after I changed my major, I changed my major from computer science to English, and feel like, why did you do that? You're just setting yourself for destruction, you know, that reaction. But even at that, even when I changed my major, I still lie to people and tell them I'm doing computer science, because I'm not ready for their reaction. Most likely going to be, why? That's always the first thing, like, why English? And even someone said, "Aren't you speaking good enough English? Your accent's already English. Why do you study English?" I'm not studying language. That's the linguistic part of it. I am not concentrating on the linguistics. I'm concentrating on creative writing, you know. So I decided to do an episode on, like reactions get when you're an English major, and my response to it. First off, the first reaction is like, so you want to be a teacher. I don't know why everyone believes I want to be a teacher just by saying I study English. They're like, "No, you know, most English majors, they are, you know, they teach." I'm like, no, that's not true. I mean, there's a huge percentage of English majors that don't even go into teaching. There's like a few people, you know, that go into teaching, and it's just it. That's about it. It's not like, oh, like, I am going to, like, most likely people who are actually teaching actually go through to study education or something. Even, you never even ask a math major if they are going into teaching, because you just expect them to go into something more, what do you call, I forgot the word, more promising, I guess. And I'm not saying teaching is not promising. Teaching is an amazing job. I cannot do it. I give them kudos for that. It's like a job that if they give me, I'll just cry. Like, if I see kids crying, my first point is like just to cry. I'm like, oh my god.
what? And the kids were like, why are you crying? I'm like, because you're crying. What do you expect me to do? You know? And obviously not high school, because high school kids, I have seen it firsthand. They talk back, and I'm not into that. I'm not that patient, and I'm just, it's not it. So that's the first thing. Most likely you get questions like, oh, so what are you going to do with it? Like, they are confused, because I understand English is a very vast major. It's just like, oh, it's not specific. Like someone saying, I'm studying philosophy. Most likely people ask you, so what are you going to do with it? You know, so that's it. I know what I'm going to do. There are different parts, you know. Teaching is one of them. There's also the law part. There's also politics. And Mitt Romney, by the way, studied English. And now he's a senator in Utah after being a governor in, what do you call it, Massachusetts. So, yeah. People are like, okay, so you know what you're going to do. I'm like, yeah, so, but you know, there's more security if you do something else. But I feel like if I do something else, I will not like it. I am telling you, I'm not going to put every effort into it. I am not, I'm just going to chill and, you know, watch myself go deeper into this hole of depression. And I will not be happy. I know that. I'm not going to be happy. Like, right now, I'm always like, searching stuff, so excited about what I'm going to do next. For like, even like next semester, I'm like already like planning, like what I'm going to do in this class or in this class, because most of the classes I'm taking are literature classes, and I think I'm taking one creative writing class based on fiction, which is like my life. I take everything fictitious, is just attractive to me. So yeah, so I actually searched like 5 reactions English majors deal with, and number one is like, wait, why are you studying English? You already speak it. That's, I know, I get that too. Like, you speak English already, why are you studying English? I think that English is not like Spanish, like it's not like a language course, it's a liberal arts course. I just said court. It's a liberal art course. So it's not really, it's not a language course. So we do more reading than actually, like, most likely an English, not all English majors are like grammar police, even though some of us can feel like, you know, when someone's saying something wrong and you're just like looking at the person and not trying to correct them, not to seem rude. And if you do correct them, like, oh yeah, yeah, you're an English major, that's why you're correcting me, and da-da. And sometimes if you speak a bad grammar, people turn to you like, oh, the English major. Most likely, the English major doesn't even, like, it's not mostly grammatically correct. So most of our works, I've not been in an English class where they actually teach me grammar. Most of my English classes are essay-based, and I get to read a lot of books, which is just not my life. I read and write. I love it. And yeah, it's not a language course. It's a liberal arts course. So don't look at me and like, so Naomi, you're studying English. I'm like, yes. And why are you studying English? You already speak English. No, that's that. Don't say that. Or, and number two is, oh my god, I hate writing essays. How do you do that? Well, it's my life. I choose to pursue an English degree. I mean, it's not simply writing essays. There's a lot of reading involved. But it's more than that. There's a lot of, like, analysing and knowing stuff. That's the thing I like about English. Because most likely, I learn a lot of things that I don't really learn. Like, I learned a lot of history too with my English. I weirdly learned a lot of math because I read recently, not for my English class, but like because I had to read An Abundance of Catherine, which was like this whole math equation by some dude in the university, from the University of Chicago, talking about how like people match. And it was interesting because they wrote the whole equation at the end. The book is by John Green. Check it out. It's an amazing book. I don't know. This is coming from someone who finds every book fascinating. I learned a lot of things. I learned a lot of geography. I learned because I like your it, even though it's fiction, I read both fiction, non-fiction, and history books. I learned a lot of things in comparison with English. I remember in my world literature class, I read a lot of Greek books, and through the Greek books, you have an idea of how the Greeks were behaving at that time. The way their poetry was, the way their government system was, and I didn't read like true life books or whatever. I read like the Odyssey, the Iliad and the Odyssey, which by the way we don't know whether it's fiction or not till now, but it kind of reflected how, you know, it's written by Homer by the way, so it's possibly fiction. I mean, they include their gods in it, so I understand, it makes you see stuff, you know. Number three, which I've talked about, is English. You want to be a teacher? No, I don't. I don't want to be a teacher. So you want to work at a coffee house, which I've not heard, but I feel like people actually think it, you know. People are like, okay, English major, you end up working odd jobs your life or something, and that's not it. That's not how, I know it's like, the English major, funny enough, has lower unemployment rate than an architecture major, because there's so much about English major. If you say, oh, I studied English, so what, you know, you talk about how you analyze arguments and, you know, the law of critical thinking. A lot of jobs hire English majors, either as speech writers or even the White House hires English majors. So, yeah. The fifth one, for some odd reason, is the one that I don't even think I've never heard this one, and I hope not to hear this one. It's, that's not a real major. God, God, that's like heartbreaking. If someone tells me that, I'll be very, very pissed. So, but things like this, like, give me like this whole, that gave me like this whole idea that like the English major is like worthless or something. It's just like, just that's not it. There's so much more than what you see, and some, like, for some odd reason, some other people just think like the English major is easy. I know I was having this discussion with someone, and someone was telling me, oh, so you dropped the computer science major because it was hard. Which to me, I was looking at the person like, no, it wasn't hard, because I actually did well in the classes, you know. But I wasn't happy, you know. And I'm telling you, the work wasn't hard at all. I just had to like focus, and I did good in the classes. I had good grades in them, surprisingly. It's just like, I don't know, it's not what your heart wants you to do. And be like, well, in this society, you don't follow your heart. The economy, oh, you don't follow your heart. Well, in reality, you have to, you know. You have one life to live, and I don't want to live a life of regrets. That's practically it. I mean, I was, even in the computer science major, I was on the dean's list for that year as a computer science major, and I just switched, you know. Anyway, but even my advisor was like, but you're doing good, why are you changing your major, you know. I'm like, I'm not, you know, I like school, and I don't want to start hating it at any point in life. Another thing I get is that, oh, you read a lot of books. Yes, I do, but not all English major, don't generalize. Yeah, like I said, English majors for different aspects. Some English majors will read books like that. Some English majors are more centered writing, in the writing aspect. I am centered in the writing aspect, but I use, like, you know how you do exercise to get your summer body? reading is my exercise to get my writing skills sharpened, you know. That's the idea. And I've been, someone has actually come to me today, actually someone, more than like three people, for some odd reason, saying an English major often qualifies people to feel like you have the right to edit their essay for them, because for some odd reason, they feel like, oh, I know you, you know, we're friends, and you're an English major, and, you know, can you help me edit my essay, or can you come up with essay points or a thesis or something, you know? And from my heart, I actually do, you know, I kind of like writing essays. But it's not, it's like going to a computer science major with your broken laptop and say, oh, fix it for me. Like, no, it's not like that. It's not, that's not it. Yeah, you must love reading. I've heard that. Oh yeah, I've heard this. You're so brave majoring in something that doesn't give you a secure job. Someone said this to me, like, oh my god, you're so brave. You're focusing on something that, you know, gives you your life's content, you know, and you're not going for job security. It's not bravery. I'm not doing it because I'm brave. I'm doing it because that's what I want to do, and I know what I want to do. It's not that I'm just going, oh yeah, English major, because the truth is that when I was a computer science major, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Like, oh, you could be a software engineer, you can work for this place or that place. But deep down in me, I was like, if they hire me, I wouldn't remember the codes or the, like, but they will teach you, you know, stuff like that. But they'll teach me, but then I forget, because it's not something I want to keep in my long-term memory. And I didn't have a list of place where I dreamt of interning at. Right now my list is over 23 places so far with my English major, which computer science major I didn't even plan. That's the thing, like, but once I change, I was just like, okay, here it is, this is how I'm going to go, this is the path I'm going to go. If this doesn't work, I'm going to go with this, and if this doesn't work, I'm going to go with it. I had like a whole plan set, and I'm happy with that. Yeah, this one is the big myth. You must have a lot of free time on your hands. For some reason, people, when you say English major, think it's an easy major. Oh no, it's not. I mean, by the time last semester, I had almost every day, I had only 3 hours of sleep. No joke. I had like papers due, and I was excited about it. It's not like it was pain. I was pained about the whole thing. I had classes because I prefer taking classes that essay based than multiple choice based. That's just my thing. I had like three essays due at the end of the week, and one of them is like 7 pages, another is like 4 pages, and I think the other was like 5 pages, something like that, of three different topics. One is science. I had to anthropology, which, yeah, science. My English class, which is another one, and what was the other class? What other class I take? Okay, I need to remember the class I take. Okay, now I can't even remember the class I took. But one more class. I wrote an essay for. Oh, I can't remember. Oh my god. This is embarrassing. English. Oh yeah, I do for hosts. Oh, it should be government then. Yeah, I think government. But it was just so interesting for me, and I was happy about that. But not in an English major like that, you know. It's not an easy major. I mean, sometimes I had this book due in 2 weeks, reading an essay, and the book's not like 10 pages, it's like a whole book that I had to read and then do an essay for, and it took a lot of late nights, but I enjoyed it, you know. And oh yeah, you are not one of those hipsters, are you? Actually, so no one has ever told me this, but someone has told me, oh, you're weird, like, you're weird. Not that because of my English major generally, just they think that someone who finds excitement in things like reading books and writing in this day and age is like should have been born during the 18th century or something. Yeah, I've already said it. What are you going to do with the degree? Oh yeah, why are you studying English? Like, what's the point? Like I said, it's something I like to do. I'm just tired of people degrading a major because it's not like when you get right out of the major, it's not something that has like a direct work path or something like that, you know. And I said, my group of majors I get laughed at too. It's like the arts, you know, they're like, oh yeah, only 1% of people get into Broadway, or only 1% of people get into like a ballet company, you know. So why are you really working, why are you really into it or studying it when you are less likely to be that 1%? And that's about it. I was just so pissed. I was like, okay, let me make a podcast about it, and hopefully you enjoyed it. It's practically me ranting about why people should stop sitting on the English major. Really, college is a learning experience, and I just like to learn from this perspective. And people should do what they feel like. I mean, it's not like you can come back again in life and do everything again, like a second chance. Sorry. And that's about it. Hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Have a great day. Have an awesome day. And see you maybe this week with a guest. I promise you, a guest this time.